Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Before we begin the video, make sure you click the link below for the people in Lebanon. It's one thing raising awareness, it's another thing giving charity. We've got people on the ground for one ummah, they're doing a fantastic job. £100 will feed an entire family for a month. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What I'd like this to be is a civilized debate between two people with very strong opinions about this.
Wherever we see suffering, wherever we see death and destruction, assault, sexual assault, we see Dershowitz to the rescue, the former defense attorney of Jeffrey Epstein.
Mohammed, attacking a lawyer for defending people is a stupid argument.
You're not looking at me when I'm speaking to you.
What's this got to do with Israel?
This shows you the bias. The bias in the coverage.
You're talking complete bullshit.
You should be arrested charge if you're
Good
held
boy.
For a security reason.
Pathetic. I'll tell you what, let me ask the question.
Sure, go
and
ahead.
You guys try and debate it.
Why is this uncomfortable?
It's nothing to do with the debate.
Good info.
Why are you doing this, Mohammed?
Why not?
Because it's pointless. Well, if you didn't want to do a debate, don't agree to do it.
What's wrong with you? Why are you not looking at me again? You're crying. Are you crying?
No tears in my eyes. Is there any point continuing? The events of the past year have shattered stability in the Middle East. Israel's war on Hamas, provoked by the atrocities of October the 7th, have led to the deaths of tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians. Prime Minister Netanyahu promised total victory and the complete destruction of Hamas. But 1 year on, Hamas is still firing rockets at Tel Aviv. 1 year on, 97 hostages remain in Hamas captivity. Very clearly, Israel's not fulfilled its stated aims in this war, and it continues to add new ones. It's now at war in Lebanon and on the precipice of a direct conflict with Iran. It has no plausible exit strategy in Gaza, where millions live in grief and under occupation. But it has, without question, decimated Iran's client militias. Hezbollah, the jewel in Iran's crown, has been decapitated. The question is whether that makes the Middle East and the world a safer or a more dangerous place. Can it really be said that Israel is winning this war? How big will this war get? And how much collateral damage and suffering can the world tolerate before enough is enough? This debate will examine the legality, the morality, and the sustainability of the conflicts in the Middle East. Joining me are two of our most passionate advocates for their cause, the Muslim philosopher, scholar, and YouTuber, Mohammed Hijab, and the lawyer and author, Alan Dershowitz. Well, welcome to both of you. Mohammed, you've been on twice before, Alan many times. What I'd like this to be is a civilized debate between two people with very strong opinions about this, obviously very different opinions, where we try and reach potentially some points of agreement. Because so often with these debates, that seems almost impossible. Descends into a shouting match, everyone gets ad hominem, everyone digs ever deeper into their trench, their tribe, and we don't get anything constructive out of it. I think you guys are smart enough to potentially, through spirited and passionate debate, agree about some stuff. And that is surely the first basis for how any of this eventually gets resolved. So let's hope for the best. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best, as they say. Alan Dershowitz, let me start with you. Israel, it seems to me, in the last 3 weeks, have massively ramped up their military offensive in a way that says to me that Prime Minister Netanyahu and his cabinet sense an opportunity to completely, in their eyes, sort out the Middle East problem once and for all, with Iran at the centre of that problem. Is that how you see this?
Yes, I do. I see Iran as the head of the octopus sending out its tentacles through the Houthis, through Hamas, through Hezbollah. The tragedy, as we celebrate's a bad word, commemorate October 7th, is that if Sinwar and Hamas had the opportunity to do it again, knowing everything that followed, knowing all the deaths and disasters in Gaza and in Lebanon, I think Hamas would do it again, would do October 7th again, because they think they've won. They've turned college and university students against Israel. They have solidified the United Nations opposition to Israel. They've divided Americans, particularly the Republican administrations in the past, from the current Democratic administration. So Hamas cannot be allowed to have a victory growing out of October 7th any more than ISIS should have been allowed to have a victory going out of 9/11. So I think the answer is yes, a military defeat for Iran and its surrogates, and a peace process between Israel and Saudi Arabia, with steps taken toward the recognition of a two-state solution, which is the only reasonable solution that will solve the problem. But remember that October 7th was stimulated by the desire to prevent Israel and Saudi Arabia from creating a peace process following up from the Abraham Accords. And unless that peace process continues, and unless Hamas is told, no, you failed, the world will not reward you for this, we're just going to see a continuation of the bloodshed in the Middle East, which does not serve the interests of the Palestinians nor the Israeli people.
Okay, Mohammed Hijab, your response to that?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that wherever we see suffering, wherever we see death and destruction, especially of young people, assault, sexual assault, we see Dershowitz to the rescue, the former defense attorney of Jeffrey Epstein, a man himself accused
of
rape.
I knew we would get to that.
I didn't give you permission to interrupt me. I stayed quiet when you were talking.
Listen, Mohammed, attacking a lawyer for defending people is a stupid argument.
Well, right? I'm not making an argument yet.
Well, you're just using that.
I'm not making an
argument. I'm attack straight off the top.
Has he got leverage on you? Is that
no, he's a brilliant lawyer.
You saw your picture with Maxwell. He's got leverage on you.
He's a brilliant lawyer.
Are you saying that because he's got leverage on you?
I met Ghislaine Maxwell for 5 minutes at a book launch.
You look very happy with her.
Well, I didn't know anything about her at the time. Other than she was the daughter of the man that
we're talking about, the biggest sexual scandal in the last 100 years.
Who I never met Jeffrey Epstein or ever knew him. Alan Dershowitz was wrongly accused of various things in relation to Jeffrey Epstein.
How do you know it's wrongly?
Because they've all been...
Why are you defending him?
They all turned out to be nonsense. He won a court case about it.
Why are you looking at me when I'm speaking to you?
Well, I can turn to you, but there are three of us involved in this.
Yeah, you're speaking to me, so
I'm
looking at
you. Let me make things clear. Yeah. I never met Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. I met Ghislaine Maxwell for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you look very happy in that picture.
Okay, if you want to use that as an ad hominem attack
on me...
Why are you defending him? Hang on. A picture taken in 2013.
He spoke for 3 minutes. I spoke for 20 seconds.
I'm defending him because your first attack on him is to attack him as a lawyer because he defends bad people.
That's fine.
Here's a little secret for you, Mohammed. All lawyers do that.
I've also defended...
We're not talking about bad people. We're talking about...
Excuse me. You've had enough speaking.
I'm talking about a person who, after the fact, said that he was proud to defend him after the allegations come out. You still want to... Do you condemn Dershowitz?
For what?
For defending Epstein.
I have defended Epstein.
It's not for me to defend him. All I can tell you is, in the world... Alan, you defend yourself.
Why should he defend himself? I've been speaking for 20 seconds.
Alan can defend himself.
But let me speak for more than 20 seconds. I haven't even made my point yet.
I helped to defend Bill Clinton.
It's a 2-on-1 now, is it?
I've helped to defend some of the finest people in the world, and I've also helped
John
to defend
Lennon,
some of the
he
worst.
Defended. Is I that never a terrible justified, crime?
He was not proud of defending John Lennon the same way as he announced that he was proud of defending Epstein.
What's this got to do with Israel?
This has got to do with the fact that this man,
like,
the credibility
like
of this man
John
is on the line.
Was
he defends
proud
Israel
defend
on the one hand,
the
and on the other hand, he defends Epstein. I think the public should know this.
Do you want me to play? Do you want me to play the clips?
He's proud of it.
Mohammed, do you want me to play the clips of you
and I don't know,
do the rounds
I don't,
on social media saying some very inflammatory things?
Do you want me to? Why are you not looking at me?
Because I'm looking at the three of us.
I'm right here. I can turn to you,
and the viewers see me and you looking
at me. Look at me, man to man.
Fine.
Look at me, man to man. Look at my eyes.
It's called an aesthetic thing for videos.
Okay. Now, the first thing I wanted to say was that this man's credibility is something which is shocking. That is even we're even entertaining.
What do you base it on?
On the fact that he actually defended Epstein, and after the fact, he said he was proud of it. He was in Epstein's vicinity. He had a massage in his vicinity. This is the kind of person that we're having on the show defending Israel. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing is, in the first interaction where me and you were talking about October the 7th, we spent about 3 or 4 minutes actually talking about sexual assault allegations, if you remember that. And actually here, what we have is Israeli soldiers like Mir from Unit 100, and that's on The Guardian, it's on Sky News, it's on all these kinds of platforms, coming out, and there's videographic evidence of him raping another man. I haven't heard condemnation from you, and I don't expect to hear it from him who defended Epstein. But this is this shows you the bias in the coverage for a year.
Well, we know the ICJ have said that there's a plausible genocide.
You haven't been watching my show.
I think I have.
No, you haven't.
Have you spoken about me?
You're talking complete bullshit.
Okay, tell me why.
Right?
Tell me why.
Because, A, I did condemn what you've just talked about in a previous debate.
Good.
Right?
Dershowitz, do you condemn it?
Yes, of course. I condemn any rape of anybody and any assault on anybody who's in captivity.
And
of
you also condemn the right of rape protest that took place in Israel. And you acknowledge that there's a problem in Israel with this.
If any rapes took place, they will be investigated. They will be fully investigated. They will be court-martialed.
Do you acknowledge that there's a problem in Israeli society?
And if anybody is convicted of that, they deserve their punishment.
Do you acknowledge that there's a problem in Israel?
What about the problem with Hamas raping women?
I have no compunction.
On October the 7th.
I have no compunction condemning Hamas for anything that they've done. You've said that. You've asked me before, and I've told you before. I have no moral scruple. Neither do the majority of the Muslim world. I tell you now, anything that Hamas has done, we have condemned in the first instance. But we're not seeing the same level of coverage with Hamas as we are seeing with these people that are shoving rods off people's ass and raping people on videographic evidence. And you have 3,000 people, you talk about the hostages, you've got 3,000 people in essentially captivity, according to Human Rights Watch and B'Tselem, who are prisoners of war of Israel. And we are spending a fraction of the time speaking about them as compared to speaking about the hostages. This shows you the inherent
bias. Well, there's no comparison. There's no comparison between innocent hostages who did nothing wrong and people who are being charged with criminal offenses.
They're not charged with criminal offenses. That's why you're meant to know better. You're meant to know better than that.
But they are charged with security offenses.
They're not charged with criminal offenses.
But you can't compare.
They are arrested without charge.
You can't compare a three-year-old baby.
They're not charged with criminal offenses.
Don't shout over each other. We can't hear the answer.
Well, he's lying to the public.
Allow him to respond.
Go ahead.
To somebody who's a member of Hamas.
Say that.
Sorry,
again.
Adam, we couldn't hear because he was shouting.
I was shouting. Say it
again. Alan, he says the 3,000.
I'm saying you can't compare a three-year-old baby.
Alan, just to be clear, he said the 3,000 people he's talking about were all arrested without charge, and therefore they've not been charged with crimes. Your response to that?
Well, if they were, they should be released. Nobody should be arrested
without charge.
If you're held for a security reason...
Pathetic.
I will say what I want. It's uncensored. Good boy.
Let me finish, please. Let me make my point.
Try and have a proper debate.
My point,
I'll say what I like.
Can I make my point? Let me make my point. Great Britain can find tens of thousands of people without charges during the Second World War.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Did the same.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Should we talk about what
Hitler done? Let's talk about what Hitler done.
Let me make my point. I'm opposed to that. I wrote an article against administrative detention. But you can't compare that, no matter how bad it is. You can't compare it to three-year-olds being kidnapped, to people being raped and murdered. You can't compare what happened on October 7th to what Israel has done.
Yes, you can't, because on the one hand,
prisoners.
You've got 30,000 people on the other hand, you've got about 100.
And stop interrupting me, please.
That's 30 times more. If you want us to take you seriously, if you want us to take this coverage seriously, if you want us to take Western media seriously, then let's, for God's sake, talk about proportionality as your favorite word. We're talking about 30,000 people detained in prisons on the one hand and 100 people who are hostages. And yet we have managed somehow to spend way more time proportionally.
You said 3,000 a minute ago. Which one is it? 3,000?
Sorry, 3,000. 3,000.
That's not 30,000.
Not 30. Okay, 3,000.
Well, get your numbers right if you're going to make that count.
Okay, it was, I misspoke.
Exaggerated
not a problem.
10 times.
Not a problem. He spoke about Iran. Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask the question.
Sure, go ahead.
And you guys try and debate
it. Go ahead.
At the moment, Alan Dershowitz is being very civilized in the way he's debating.
I'm sure you're going to say that.
You're just making ad hominem attacks and shouting all
he's
the time.
He's your friend.
No one can understand it when
you
shout.
Have you met him before?
I know Alan well.
Oh, you know him well.
I respect him very much.
Oh, yes, you do.
He's one of America's top lawyers.
His top lawyers?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
He is.
Uh-huh. And you're an unbiased person here on Central.
An unbiased person about Alan Dershowitz? Why?
Does he have leverage on you, Piers Morgan?
There's no leverage on me, no.
You've got a picture with Maxwell.
Yes, with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Did you go to the island?
No, I've never been to the island. I've never met Jeffrey Epstein.
Be honest.
I never spent more than 5 minutes with Ghislaine Maxwell. I've answered you. So what part of that was your...
Do you condemn him being on the island? He's your good friend.
You can ask him about Jeffrey Epstein.
You had a massage.
He represented him.
He said he didn't take his shorts off.
Do you know what?
That's
none
what he said.
Of this has got anything to do with Israel.
He said he didn't take his shorts off when he was getting a massage.
Please, Mohammed.
Why is this uncomfortable?
It's nothing to do with the debate.
He didn't take his shorts off, but he's got his pants down now, hasn't he?
Can you stop it?
Why?
What's the point?
Why? He defended one of the most obnoxious people in the last 100 years. Why should I stop it?
Actually, what is going on right now in the Middle East is incredibly important.
Yes, and you have this man who's...
You are trivialising that. Well, if you didn't want to do a debate, don't agree to do it.
Who said I'm not going to do a debate? I'm saying this person who's defending Israel...
Stupid ad hominem attacks is pathetic.
Oh, OK. All right, is your good friend, you want to defend him so much?
What are you talking about?
You're defending him.
Huh?
You're defending him. You're defending a monster, pervert, an old pervert.
He's not a pervert or a monster.
Why is he not? He knew Epstein, and for us, there's good info.
Why are you doing this, Mohammed?
Why not?
Because it's pointless. You may get a few clicks
on... Ask your questions.
You might get a few clicks on it. So what?
It's not...
Ask your questions.
Let me be very clear. It's not pointless. He just called me a pervert. He will be sued now for defamation, and we will be able to resolve this
opinion.
In a court of law. I guarantee you that he will be sued for calling me a pervert.
And my understanding, you are a pervert because you are acquainted with Jeffrey Epstein.
Has now withdrawn her
accusation. Sure, I've got my own defamation cases. I know the law very well here.
That she may have confused me with somebody else. And calling me a pervert will result in a defamation lawsuit in an American court and in a British court.
Ready for the lawsuit.
I assure you of that.
I believe
Let's move on to Israel
pervert.
Now.
Why don't we move on
we'll
to
resolve
the debate?
This in
You're
court.
Pervert.
Let's move on
You're
to Israel.
Pervert.
It's really, this is, there any point in considering this?
Do you want to throw the towel?
No. Is it, what's the point?
Do you want to throw,
not,
do you
not doing the debate you were booked to do?
Do you want to both throw the towel?
You were not booked to
do you
talk
to give
about
up?
This.
Do you want to give up?
Just debate the issues.
Let's talk about the issues. Let's talk about Iran. Let's talk about Iran.
Let's talk about Iran.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Do you support Iran?
Okay. Well, let me answer your question. Iran was attacked on April the 1st, right? It was attacked, the embassy of Iran was attacked in Syria by Israel. After that, on the first occasion, they then sent missiles and drones, correct? Now, my question to you is, does Iran have a right to defend itself? And if so, what is a proportionate response? Because you see, I've been having a moral quandary about the issue, Piers Morgan. What's a proportionate response for Iran?
I'll tell you what I think about Iran. I think Iran is an unbelievably nefarious place which has been fueling Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah for many years with a joint ideology that they want to eradicate Israel in any way they can.
Okay. I think
Iran is one of the most despicable regimes in the world. I also think that right now the Iranian regime is in serious danger.
You look completely discombobulated.
What do you mean?
You look dishevelled.
I'm telling you what I think of Iran.
I'm asking you, do they have a right to defend themselves? Do you think they have a right to defend themselves? Both of you can answer the question. Do they have a right to defend? They were attacked. The sovereign nation was attacked. My question is, does it have a right to defend
Iran themselves? Has been fueling attacks on Israel now for what, 40 years?
I've been having a moral quandary about
this.
I've been having a moral quandary about Iran.
Have you?
Yeah, moral quandary, yes. Moral quandary, I don't know. Do they have a right to defend themselves? And if so, what is the proportionate response?
So you're supporting Iran, to be clear.
I'm asking you... No,
are
I'm
you
not
supporting Iran?
I'm not supporting... I'm antithetical to many of these organisations for my own purposes. But my question
is... Do you support the Iranian regime?
Not unconditionally, but I support their right...
What conditions do you agree with them about?
Their right to defend themselves. Do you believe they have a right to defend themselves?
No, you think they're terrorists.
Oh, so they don't have a right to defend themselves? Iran does not have a right to defend itself.
They do, but they're not the ones...
So what is proportionate response?
They're not the ones...
What's the proportionate response?
Okay.
No,
can I answer you?
You asked this question to the
people.
You're
just going to keep talking. Can I answer you?
What's the proportionate response?
The proportionate response to Iran is to stop them trying to destroy Israel through their proxies, Hezbollah, the Houthis and Hamas. What they've been trying to do for many years.
What is a proportionate response of Iran after their embassy was smashed and destroyed in Syria and 16 people were killed? What's the proportionate response?
Well, what about the proportionate response to everything Iran's done?
Which is against the Vienna conventions.
What about the response to everything Iran
has
been doing?
What did Iran do to Israel? Who did they kill? Who did they...
They never killed anybody
in
Iran.
Who did they...
deluded you,
No, excuse me, hold on. Which Israeli civilian have Iran successfully targeted? Give me one name, please.
You don't think Iran's been responsible for any Israeli civilian dying?
I'm asking you to edify me.
What about the way they funded Hamas?
Iran in particular, I'm not talking about Hamas. We've spoken about Hamas at length.
Well, I can give you some specific...
Through their